I have a son that lives in Pine Bluff. We toured over in the southeast part. Mother's selling all them the tomato country down in there. Mm-hmm. He dished it out to him. My daughter-in-law's uncle is one of the wardens out there at Cummings.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been out to his house. He eats steak. The prisoners are the cooks. The old boy that was cooking that night, he was in for murder and rape. But he was, he was nice. He waited table.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, shoot, that was not me. I wouldn't want to.
Well, I'd be a little uncomfortable, probably.
Back there with butcher knives and everything, They didn't pay attention to it. But I don't know how they keep those people there. Because there's not any wall around the thing. And standing out there on the rifle, they had them back then where they had them working out the cucumber patch. And they were selling cucumbers for that Atkin Pickle Company up at Marlton. And they just, little fellas pulled the track along picking those cucumbers, One man, 50 men out there, where five or six of them had decided to run off, run in different directions. He could have shot one, but the others would have got away. Looked to me like.
Did they have much trouble with escapees?
No. Once in a while where someone gets away, but not very often. But they've taken that belt away from them now, and they can't make them work. This civil liberty, what do they call it? they've intervened, As far as I'm concerned, when that man was convicted as guilty, he lost all of his privileges. The High Court and this other bunch doesn't seem to agree with it.
Did you read about that proposed union for prisoners?
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought, that's taking a little bit too far. A union for prisoners.
Yeah.
Supreme Court turned that down. Thank goodness.
It surprised me when they did, though, sure enough. Because our Supreme Court has made some awful decisions. Of course,